The cub, known as Alma, witnessed her mother and siblings getting killed by a car in Greenfield. When she first arrived at the Killam Bear Center, Ethan Killam described her as serene, with a sad look in her eyes. And now...
She's still a quiet and well-put-together bear. She's pretty good at fending for herself and taking care of her own needs.
The rescued cubs start out in a barn, exploring the woods with Killam nearby and few other humans. But he shares their progress on Instagram, like Alma here, springing up to claw at oak leaves. And another cub, Riley, munching one of the apples recently donated to the center. Killam says Alma hangs out with the dozens of other rescues, including Dutch, who arrived around the same time as her from Tolland, Massachusetts.
He's quite a big male bear these days. Very pleasant personality. Likes to play. Pretty raucous.
That's Dutch getting annoyed with another bear who wants some of the ants he's clawing out of a rotting log. As the cubs have grown, they've moved outside to 11 acres, enclosed by an electric fence. Many go back to the barn to sleep if it rains. Killam still feeds them and checks on them twice a day. He says they're still children.
They're either playing with each other or exploring in search of acorns and other sorts of food, and they still sleep a fair amount, so they'll coalesce in relatively big groups underneath pine trees and oaks and take naps.
Unlike wild bears who hibernate in November to conserve energy when food becomes scarce, these bears won't hibernate until January, and even then, only for a month or two.
Just because they have access to food if they want it, and also hibernation in some sense can be boring. So if you have 20 or 30 friends, there's generally someone who will stay up with you and play.
Last year's bears excavated a cave of sorts for hibernation where about 10 could sleep. Killam built another den for 20 or so. But with 47 bears this year and more cubs coming, he plans to build even more and release the cubs into the wild next May or June. Killam suggests people all over New England be more mindful about securing chicken coops and garbage, which can lead to human-bear conflicts and more orphaned bears. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nancy Cohen.